We just had one this last Tuesday. We had family health care in our parking lot here at Fargo Cass Public Health, and love that partnership. They are amazing. They do amazing work, and they vaccinated a whole bunch of students on Tuesday. They will be returning to our parking lot this Tuesday, August 19th, and they'll be doing walk-in vaccinations for students, and that would be preschool, elementary, middle school, high school, college age, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. that same Tuesday, August 19th, and then also August 26th, Fargo Cass Public Health will be accepting appointments for kids same ages, same vaccines, and but some people prefer having appointment times, and so people can call 701-241-1383, option 2, to set up appointments. And if those Tuesdays don't work, you can certainly reach out to Fargo Cass Public Health at that same number and schedule with us appointments, because we have routine scheduled appointments for immunizations on Mondays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. We've just added slots on Tuesdays for this month to take care of kiddos before they head back to school. So for kids going into kindergarten, there's a DTaP and polio, and then an MMR and varicella that is typically given going into kindergarten. And then going into grade 7 is a tetanus booster with a first meningococcal vaccine. And then those going into grade 11, there's a second or a booster on the meningococcal vaccine for those going into grade 11. Of course, we have our college students, and so anybody going into college, there's typically college-recommended vaccines, most of which are taken care of going into your senior year or your junior year of high school. But some colleges also require blood work to check for TB or for vaccine immunity based on previous vaccination. And we do that blood work here at Fargo Cass Public Health as well. Once again, same number, 701-241-1383, option number 2. So just a shout-out to Family Healthcare and a shout-out to parents for participating last Tuesday and those that are coming in this upcoming Tuesdays. So thanks to community members for their support, and looking forward to serving Cass County and surrounding areas for kiddos going back to school.
Cheryl, just a couple quick questions. One is for new parents. Why is it so important to get those vaccines, and is it required for kids who attend school to get these?
So I'll start with the last question. So there are vaccine requirements to go into both child care centers and school, and those are the vaccines that I referred to. North Dakota does offer exemptions, so if you have a religious exemption or philosophical, then there's a form that you can acquire at your particular school or daycare to complete if you choose to opt out. But as you mentioned, vaccines are super, super important for our kiddos, just because they run into such a variety of viruses and bacteria. And in those areas like daycares or schools, viruses and bacteria can spread quickly, as we all probably know about the measles in the U.S. and how quickly that can spread. And then pertussis, that's the other more problematic bacterial vaccine-preventable disease that we see in schools. And we have vaccines to prevent that and prevent the spread of that. And so we just we want to keep our kids healthy, and we want to keep them in school, and we want them to stay in their activities, whether that be athletics or music or whatever they're into. We just don't want to see them sick at home or in the hospital based on diseases that we can prevent through vaccination.
Over the years, we have seen some vaccine resistance in the United States. Some parents believe that vaccines are not good for their kids. They don't believe the science. Have you seen a lot of resistance from parents over the years to getting these vaccines, even though they're required in some cases?
I think there's a lot of questions pertaining to vaccines. The truth is, even when I had kids, there was there was talk, and of course my kids are, they're young adults now, there was, yeah, there was concerns about vaccine safety, and so I took great comfort in having very, very candid conversations with our pediatrician, and she knew the science, and she was able to share with us the safety, all the safety mechanisms, and there's a lot of safety mechanisms in the U.S. to make sure vaccines are safe and effective. And so she was able to really put my mind at ease that I was making the right decision in vaccinating my kids. And so I really, really encourage parents that have questions to sit down with their pediatrician, sit down with their healthcare provider, and have some candid conversations about what questions, what are the main concerns, and then just have some open dialogue. And that's what, I mean, yes, we have conversations here at Public Health as well, and try to keep the conversation open and listen to people and try and share reputable resources with community members so that they can get those questions answered and hopefully choose eventually to vaccinate their children.
Great. And just to finish things off and just to double back, I know you said it already, but just could you just repeat the upcoming clinics that are coming up that parents can take advantage of?
Absolutely. So the first is this upcoming Tuesday, August 19th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., walk-ins in our parking lot here at Fargo Cass Public Health. That's with Family Healthcare. Or appointments with Fargo Cass Public Health. That's August 19th and August 26th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that number is 701-241-1383, option number 2.